Homeowners Karen Ellingstead and husband Fred Trium had their aging house at 1011 Wrangell Avenue taken down after the Borough Assembly in December of 2013 declared the structure a dangerous building and ordered it fixed up or removed. The foundation of the home failed in 2009, leaving it resting on toppled pilings. This January, Ellingstead filed suit against the borough alleging violations of the U.S. and state constitutions along with local municipal code. Ellingstead argues that Petersburg's building official at the time, Leo Luzak, and Public Works Director Carl Hagerman conducted searches on the property in January of 2014. Luzak and Hagerman went to the home to take photos and look for any signs of asbestos. That was in anticipation of the borough following through on the demolition order from the month before. The lawsuit characterizes those visits as illegal searches without a search warrant or the homeowner's knowledge or consent. Ellingstead argues those visits violated the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which aims to limit unreasonable searches and seizures by government on someone's property or person. Ellingstead is asking a judge to permanently block the borough from doing future inspections or home visits without prior notice to the homeowners or obtaining a search warrant. She's also asking the court to award damages and have the borough pay the cost of litigation. The borough's attorney, Jim Brennan, responded to the suit by admitting Luzak and Hagerman made those visits and took photos and samples of floor tiles to look for asbestos. However, Brennan argues those were not warrantless searches and were required for the borough to deal with the dangerous building, especially if asbestos was found in the floor tiles. In a court filing, Brennan writes that the visits were not a part of a criminal enforcement action that require a warrant. The case is scheduled for a trial next May. Meanwhile, the court battle is not over for the original administrative appeal of the Borough Assembly's December dangerous home ruling from 2013. Ellingstead and Trium appealed that decision in court. Last year, Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg ruled in the borough's favor in the case, awarding $1,000 in attorney's fees to the municipality. However, Pallenberg in that ruling noted that some of the homeowner's arguments had merit. He wrote that the borough did not provide a good explanation for why it did not provide a packet of materials to Trium and Ellingstead, but provided that information to the Borough Assembly in advance of the December hearing. Pallenberg wrote, quote, "The borough only prevailed on appeal because appellants made no convincing argument as how the hearing could have turned out differently if they had received the report in advance of the hearing," unquote. The judge cited procedural irregularities in the hearing process over the home demolition and said the ruling was a close question. Trium and Ellingstead have appealed that ruling to the state's Supreme Court. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.